Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Today, I got a question from Karina, who had an interesting thought, and I wanted to chat about it with you today. So Karina says, I struggle with aligning how I feel inside with what my external image is meant to convey. It makes me doubt many of my intuitive wardrobe decisions. So there were some few thoughts I had here about how we could work out, are you or aren't you aligning your outside with your inside? The first thing would be to look at, what do you think you want to convey, or what do you think you should be conveying? So what you might want to do is maybe write down a set of adjectives that relate to how you think you should be coming across. And it could be for your role in, you know, your work or whatever it is that you do. So I think the first thing to do is work out, well, what do I think I should be doing? And where do I get those ideas from? But if, you know, you think this is what I should be, maybe I need to be professional, and maybe I need to be, you know, strong, or maybe I need to be nurturing and calm. I don't know. Whatever those words are, I want you to write down whatever it is that you think you should be conveying, because you've got this feeling that you're currently mismatched. So we need to know, this is like the starting point on the map. If you don't know where you think you are or what you think you should be doing, it's very hard to work out anything else. Then I want you to think about you and your personality. Who are you as a person? What do you value? What's important? What would you love the world to pick up about you as a person? So I want you to write down another set of words. Now, you might find there are words that cross over between the list you've just created and this new list. But if you could have the world think, you know, whenever you walked into a room, whether it was a room, at, you know, the boardroom at work, or whether it was into a party, whatever it might be, and you could think, there's Karina, she's always, and then what list of words would you like people to say about you? I want you to think about that, and they've got to be true and authentic to you. So it's got to be related to who you are as a person and what you value. So I want you to write down that list of words. Then I want you to think about that person that you've just written down, that set of character traits. If they were in a movie or a television show, how would the costume designer dress them? What would they be wearing? What kind of outfits? And you might want to get onto Pinterest or something like that to do this sort of exercise. What would they be wearing? What kinds of clothes say the things that their personality is supposed to be expressing? And the reason why costume is so important in movies and television shows is that it's a shorthand. It's a silent language that just means you don't need half an hour of boring dialogue to get you to where you need to be. It is telling us about that person, their personality, their values, where they are in their life, the culture they're in, the location, so many things it is telling us about them. And so if you had to dress that set of personality traits that you want people to know about you, how would that character dress? And then I want you to go into your wardrobe, put on all your kind of everyday outfits, the things you tend to wear all the time, take photos of them, or if you've already taken photos of those outfits, get them all out. Have a look at them in a broad perspective. Now, does, you know, what you are wearing now match up and align with what your character would wear if your character was in a TV show expressing those personality traits and values that you would like them, everybody, to pick up on? And then how do these, you know, is there a mismatch or are they the same? And then also thinking about your personality and values, how does that align with that first set of words, with what you think you should be expressing? Because the thing is, if there's a mismatch there as well, we need to figure out why there is this mismatch. Is your perception of what you need to be very different from who you are as a person and what you'd like to express? Sometimes there is a mismatch where the work you may be doing is just not the right environment for you. And this is sometimes if you are really struggling with feeling that you just don't fit in to where you're working, and that you feel that the dress code is just not you. It could be because there's actually some sort of other mismatch between you and that work, and that maybe sometimes this is a sign that you need to go and find something else to do. I always remember working with a real estate agency, and they brought me in particular, it's usually one person, but they bring you in to talk about, you know, dress and all that sort of stuff. And I was having a chat with this girl, and she was the one that they just say, oh, we just struggle. She's never, you know, dressed in quite the right way. She's not as conservatively dressed as we would like her to be. And when I was chatting to her, and what was very interesting is that there was a few little tweaks I could see in her outfit that were making her appear more rebellious, like she was having a hard time fitting in where she was working. I said, do you really love this job? And she said, no, not really, but I'm doing it as a bit of a favor because, like, I feel like I'll let them down if I leave. And I said, tell me, would you rather be working somewhere more creative? She said, oh, absolutely. And so she was staying in a job she didn't love, and she wasn't doing a great job at it, and that the boss could tell she wasn't doing a great job at it, but kind of out of, you know, loyalty and those sorts of things, because she had a good relationship with the boss. But you could see there was this mismatch. And so, it, you know, it's one of those things that sometimes we do have that mismatch. Now, sometimes we have the opportunity to move on. Sometimes we might find it's harder, but it is something worth knowing. So if there was a real mismatch between your personality and values and your assumed dress code, well, that can be a sign sometimes that we're in the wrong environment. It's putting that square peg into the round hole. But if those two things are aligned, then that's really great. So then it's working out, you know, what is this intuitive wardrobe decisions that you are making? Are you actually really making intuitive wardrobe decisions, or are you just making poor shopping decisions because of, you know, lack of knowledge, or, you know, you feel sorry for the, you know, the sales assistant's giving you a lot of help, that you just hate shopping and you want to do something, you know, go in and get out quickly. So you just take whatever is the first thing rather than, you know, the best thing, or spending more time. There's all sorts of reasons why shopping can be really frustrating. So it is something to think about. Well, what are those different things, and how do these different aspects align, and how can you get them into alignment? Because sometimes it's just a few tweaks, really. It's like you might be three quarters of the way there and it's just a few tweaks you need. Sometimes it's a whole, you know, complete mismatch, and maybe it's better to move on. But it's something we all need to do to understand who we are and how we are expressing ourselves. Because sometimes maybe that intuitive is telling you to dress like somebody else, or because you think they look stylish and you are just not quite knowing what to do. So this is where getting that style education to really dive deep into these personality aspects, into these value aspects, is really important to understand, and really how your clothes are communicating, so that you're in the driver's seat of your style. And if you'd like to get into that driver's seat, I'm currently doing some new live webinars called 5 Things You Need to Stop Doing Now to Instantly Improve Your Style. And I'd love to invite you to join me live. The next one is this afternoon, Melbourne time. And otherwise, there'll be another one next week. And of course, there will be some replays as well. So you need to register if you want to watch me live, cut and join me live, or watch a replay. So I would love to have you on this webinar. I would love to share you some of these things that really make shopping so frustrating, that if you just stop doing, you'll start improving your style instantly. Where it's so easy to get wrong. These are all things I see frequently over and over and over again, where people are going wrong just through lack of knowledge and lack of style education, because there's so much bad and fluffy, terrible information out there about style. And I want to help you get back on track so that you can start defining your own personal style and build that wardrobe full of clothes that you love to wear. Thanks so much for the question, Karina, and thank you all so much for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.